In South America, Colombia's main guerrilla army has ambushed and killed 13 soldiers in the eastern part of the country. It's the second time soldiers have been ambushed this month. James Blears has this report.
A terse Colombian army statement describes what it terms a terrorist action by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC. It says two NCOs and 11 soldiers have died, while another soldier was wounded. The attack happened in the eastern province of Arauca, the scene of another ambush last month, which killed 15 soldiers. Both sides are due to resume peace talks in Havana, Cuba, tomorrow. Due to past FARC ploys snatching breathing space to reinforce and regroup, the Colombian government steadfastly refuses to agree a ceasefire. The FARC have been back on the offensive since their Christmas truce expired. The FARC broke off talks on Friday to study a proposal that a peace package be put to a referendum. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos, who ordered his negotiators to withdraw, has now told them to return to the talks table. The peace negotiations started in November in a six-point agenda. Only land reform has been agreed. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.